Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 1, Christ as a Great Light, the One who has authority, the Physician, the Bridegroom, the Unfold Cloth, and the New Wine. Monday, Related Verses. Matthew 4, verse 16. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light. And to those sitting in the region in shadow of death, to them light has risen. John 8, verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 1, verses 4 through 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John 12, verse 36. While you have the light, believe into the light, so that you may become sons of light. Jesus said these things, and he went away and was hidden from them. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Colossians 1, verses 12 through 13. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 7. Because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. Related reading, Matthew 4, verse 16 indicates that we may experience and enjoy Christ as a great light rising to those sitting in the region in shadow of death and shining over the people sitting in darkness. This light is actually Christ himself as a light of life, shining in the shadow of death. In Matthew 4, verse 16, the Lord Jesus made no display of power of authority. Rather, he walked on the seashore as a common person. But when he contacted people by the Sea of Galilee, he shined upon them like a great light shining in the darkness and in the region and shadow of death. Wherever Christ comes, light comes also. As a great light, he springs up to those who are sitting in the region in shadow of death. Before we were saved, we all were in that region, a region full of the shadow of death. The shadow of death is darkness, the darkness of Satan. To those sitting in such a darkness, Christ comes not only as light, but as the great light. When we called on the name of the Lord Jesus, receiving him into us, the divine light came into our being. Immediately, we had the sense of something shining within. This kind of shining is a shining of Christ as light. The shining of Christ as light within us is a strong confirmation that we have been born of God to be his children. Peter, Andrew, James, and John did not realize that they were in darkness as they were working there by the Sea of Galilee to make a living. They were in the shadow of death. This is a picture of today's situation. Many Christians met the Lord Jesus at some riverside and were saved. But later, they did not care for that experience. Rather, they cared for making a living. Therefore, they went to the Sea of Galilee to earn a living. Without knowing it, they entered into darkness and into the shadow of death. All those striving to earn a living in the large cities like Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago are in darkness and in the region in shadow of death. Praise the Lord, the new king did not remain in Jerusalem. He came to the Sea of Galilee, and he is still coming to the Sea of Galilee today, walking about the seashore, seeking to catch us. This time he comes not as a little lamb, but as a great light. As Peter and Andrew were casting their nets into the sea, this great light shined upon them. As he stood there shining upon them, he might have said, "Peter and Andrew, what are you doing here? Don't you remember that I met you by the riverside of the Jordan? Peter, don't you recall how I changed your name?" That day by the Sea of Galilee, a great light was shining upon them. Our experience was the same as theirs. We were saved at the riverside of the Jordan, but we later forgot what had happened to us and went to the Sea of Galilee to make a living. As we were working there for our living, the one whom we had met as the Lamb of God by the riverside of the Jordan came as a great light to shine upon us. As he was shining upon us, he inquired, "What are you doing here?" I believe that in principle, a great many of us have had this kind of experience. You were saved at the riverside by the Lamb of God, but you were called by the Sea of Galilee by the shining of a great light. Although it may be easy to forget about what happened by the riverside, you cannot forget the time the great light shined upon you by the Sea of Galilee.